Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. And Miles, you're right. A couple months ago, we got a big box of stuff from our buddy Luke down in Australia. Shout out to my guy Aaron down there in Melbourne as well. He says, hola, bitches. G'day. C-words. Basically, he says, I've been listening for 10 to 12 years, still look forward to it every day. Put in a bunch of snacks in here for us to try. And then I think originally we were talking about chicken salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So chicken salt, from what I could tell, one of them broke in the bag, so I dipped my finger in it. But it's just like a seasoning salt, if
Let
you will.
Let me try it, man. I still haven't tried it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't either.
You got to take the safety top
off.
Yeah,
I'll get there.
It is very salty, but I think if you made some fries at home or something, that would have to be good on there.
Wow, it's like dust, man.
Yeah, I would go easy. Put a little in your.
I'm snorting it
in your hand in there. Yeah, get your. But Luke, thanks so much, man. So some of the stuff he sent us.
Whoa! Oh shoot!
Well, it is salty.
Dumped out a ton. Whoops.
Oh, just dude, honestly, just put your other pinky in and dip it, and then I would throw the rest of it out. It's a seasoning salt, so it's very salty.
It's good though, man.
But you can imagine, right, on French fries or anything,
sure.
Fish and chips. Miles, earlier today you were asking a little about traditional Australian food. It's pretty much English, meat pies, but then kangaroo meat make it in there, sausage rolls, like all that kind of stuff. But these are specifically Australian snacks.
Okay.
All right. So first, we're going to you want to start with the good flavors or
I'll
questionable
start with
flavors?
Wherever you want to go.
All right. So these are called shapes. All right. They're technically I believe they call it a biscuit, but it's basically what we would call a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
They call them flavored biscuits.
Here's something that you should know, Ted. No artificial colors or flavors. No artificial preservatives.
Right, so Shapes Originals, pizza flavored. Their whole thing is you can see the seasoning on the little chip right there, which you can. Go ahead.
No.
Those are quite delicious. I tried one during the break.
Okay.
Mike, would you like one?
Sure.
Now you're going to have to come over and get it. I can't leave my microphone.
Shapes.
What do you think, Miles? I mean, it tastes like pizza.
Taking a while.
Oh.
I can taste the pizza at the end.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I would demolish a box of these. Bobbed out.
I can see dipping that in like hummus.
Yeah, I mean, or just eating them on their own.
Yeah,
that's now, solid. Now, the other flavors.
That's solid.
Right? So these are pretty standard, right? We went pizza. Again, we're trying Australian foods. These are shapes. Now, the next one is barbecue. All right. Flavors we know. Again, I'll show that. You can see the flavor on the chip.
Barbecue.
Yeah, trying to describe these, right? They call them biscuits, but it's definitely like a cracker.
It's a cracker. Yeah, it's straight up cracker, man.
Talking to you, punk.
Again.
No.
You can taste the barbecue flavor.
Not bad.
Not overpowering, which I appreciate.
No. I would also say, in our country, some of our barbecues and sauces tend to be way too sweet.
Yeah.
So that's a very light one. Now, we don't eat a ton of meat pies in this country. I know there's an Australian meat pie company down in Burien that I'm always trying to get into.
Okay.
So this one of shapes is classic meat pie.
Classic meat pie. Man, that's a very wide umbrella there.
It is. It's also weird since we don't eat meat pies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive what the flavor should be.
Right. Is it lamb? Is it beef? Mm-hmm. Is it pork?
Also says 4 and 20 on the front. So I think they got their audience.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. Mm. That is different.
Good or bad?
I mean, it's going to hit you with the meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
It almost tastes like dry gravy.
Yeah.
That probably is my least favorite so far.
I don't like these.
No.
I'll be honest with you, it startled me, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, it took me aback.
It honestly reminds me of those pork brains and milk we had.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm not happy about that.
Mike, you're out on the meat pie, too?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
No.
All right.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, this is the one that's been scaring me. I've been looking at it. First of all, it's in a black box, so you know it's dangerous. The other ones are just in like red and green boxes. This is Vegemite and cheese. By the way, again, they really want you to know they don't fry them. I'm not too excited about this one.
No, yeah, they're all baked.
They're all baked.
Mm-hmm. And as natural as it can be. Mm. All right. I've never had Vegemite, so I have no idea what the base flavor is supposed to taste like.
If it tastes terrible, they got it right. Ted, your face.
I'm just scared to try it. Oh, my name tag fell off.
I'm sorry, we know who you are.
I don't like it, but it's better than that meat pie one, man. I think.
Yeah.
It's just kind of dry and yeasty, but I would eat that over the meat pie any day of the week.
I don't know if I had tasted the Vegemite. I don't even know if I'm sure what that is.
I think you'd have to like have had Vegemite with cheese before to get that one.
Ooh, I think the beef was the worst. The beef.
Really?
Pie. The meat pie?
The meat pie.
Yeah, dude, that was not good.
Well, one of these days, I'll go get some meat pies, and we'll actually try one, too. But, you know, if you're ever in England or anything, that's a massive thing, right? Pies.
And I do get the flavor on the meat pie. Like, look, if you're trying to simulate meat, that is what it's going to taste like if it's fake on a cracker. But it's a flavor that you don't need to do that one.
And pies also, right? Like, I'm going to go to Europe this summer, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little, my own personal tour of meat pies, sausage rolls, and spice bags. But meat pies, if you go to, like, a soccer, anything in Europe or whatever, like, especially England, that's, like, their hot dog.
Yeah.
They sell them at all the stadiums, this and that. I mean, hell, they sell them at Sounders games.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into some sweet snacks. Again, we're reviewing some snacks that Luke sent us from Australia. First, we'll start with the original Tim Tam.
I've had the Tim Tams.
All right.
And I enjoy the Tim Tams, yeah.
Tim Tams are great. Again, here's where they throw me off, because I think this is also considered a biscuit. There's 11 biscuits in here.
A cookie, right? Yeah.
But it's a cookie. But that cracker we just had was also
a biscuit.
A biscuit.
Oh, come on, Australia. Make up your mind.
All right.
And then they call their chips crisps.
Crisps, yeah.
But also chips can be fries. French fries.
It's nice and light.
So the Tim Tam, right, it's like two crackers with like a kind of chocolate fudgy thing in the middle. Now.
Chocolate fudgy thing.
One, Aaron used to send us a bunch of different ones. Now, yeah. Aaron, I'm not calling you out, bud. Mate, but this one is Tim Tam Deluxe Salted Caramel Brownie.
Oh, man.
Brownie. Yep.
Now you're in my ballpark.
My buddy Damo plays Australian rules football here in America, so he's been to Australia a few times. And I remember he showed up one day to my house, and he's like, you have Tim Tams? And I lost his mind. I was like, yeah, all right.
Did he eat them all?
He ate a fair amount, but he was the first person that had ever shown up. Usually you got to kind of sell people, like, try
Explain
this.
Explain what it is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, I feel rich even getting one of these out. Tim Tam Deluxes.
Okay. This is the deluxe version.
Salted.
All right. Here we go.
Good?
Is,
oh, my God.
That is absolutely delicious.
That's great. Wow. Oh, man. Why would you buy a regular Tim Tam?
If this I wouldn't. Wow.
Damn.
I wouldn't even take those home.
Salted caramel brownie.
Good God.
We got to leave those in the office because I would eat that entire thing tonight.
Yeah. So you just want me to eat them is what you're saying. You know, if you leave them in as always, I'm eating.
I know. Oh, I don't need to go home and eat six of those things.
Mm-mm-mm.
But God damn, that's
so
delicious.
Far, what I will say about Australia, at least with these snack foods, the flavor they say you're going to get is pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Whether that's fortunate or unfortunate, depending how you feel about Vegemite and meat pies, but they nail it. There's no BS with it.
Now, this one you could split. This is a Cadbury Dairy Milk, a little shape. He's Freddo.
A little shape?
Well, it's like a little frog.
It's okay. We're eating a frog?
Here. Hang on. That might be our caramel one. Try this one. This is the plain.
Yeah, it's milk chocolate. Yeah, same difference.
It is, but you'll notice that their chocolate, to me, European chocolate and Australian chocolate, is not nearly as sweet as like our American milk chocolate.
That's what you hear from anyone that visits the U.S. They're like, man, your chocolate's sweet. And it's like, But that's what we like, man. We like
Swiss. It is. And remember, years ago, really the Swiss were the only ones doing chocolate. Mr. Hershey's made $1 million in caramel, went over to Switzerland, got the recipe, but he was missing something, and there happened to be a dairy farm nearby.
Okay.
So that's basically how he invents what we know as milk chocolate.
Hmm. Not bad at all. Oh, not bad.
Do you think it's any, like, not quite as sweet as ours?
It's not as sweet, but it's...
It tastes like milk chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, so this one is a Cadbury Dairy Milk Caramello Koala.
Okay.
So basically, it's in the shape of a koala bear, but I think he's got caramel on the inside.
Not the shape of Carmelo Anthony.
It's not. I'm going to bite his head off.
Well, yeah.
Damn, you savage.
I mean, that's quite delicious.
Caramel. Yeah.
Very delicious. Hey, yeah. You know, Mike, I just tossed you one.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Carmelo koala.
And I don't know if it's good or bad because it's not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could eat more of it.
There you go, Ted.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you're eating milk chocolate, it just gets so rich.
It does.
Right? And what's like white chocolate? It's not even really chocolate,
Jason
right?
Williams.
Right. It's just kind of like sugar and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
All right. So what's our ruling? We like the shapes, mm-hmm. the Australian crackers.
I think
the original flavor, that pizza flavor, is my favorite.
I think barbecue on the crisps.
And I could do pizza or the barbecue.
The salted caramel brownie on the Tim Tams.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Without
and,
a doubt.
And I'm sure if you look around, there's, you know, what are those stores that sell exotic stuff?
Cost Plus
or something. You could probably find some Tim Tams, but trust me, man, if you want to impress people around the holidays and you're not a big baker, find some Tim Tams or something else.
You could probably get them off Amazon. I mean, everything else is
and
there.
Get the salted caramel brownie Tim Tams. You're welcome.
Deluxe. That is
deluxe.
That's, hey,
that's fantastic.
It's Tim Tam Deluxe, man. Put some respect on it.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout out to the day's coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.